Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 15th, Missions Monday, so we'll talk about that at the end. Also, I just want to say Happy Mother's Day, a day late, to all the mothers. And even if you're not a biological mother, you are a nurturer in our church, and I just want to say thank you for that. We are in 2 Chronicles 33 today. This is the only passage in the book of Chronicles we'll read at this point. We're zooming through the kings. We talked about Saul and then David. We were with Solomon for a few days. Then we talked about Rehoboam, who is in the southern kingdom. He was the son of Solomon. And then there was Jeroboam, who was in the northern kingdom, and he was the one that split off and had 10 tribes with him. That's all a lot of stuff to remember. Basically, the storyline that I want you to see is this downward spiral, the degradation of the monarchy. Again and again, those who are appointed as the king fail to live up to what the Lord has called the king to be in his word. And today we see that Manasseh, he breaks lots of the commandments. He breaks number one, you shall have no other gods before me. He breaks number two, you shall have no idols. He breaks number six, do not murder. He even breaks, I think, number four, keep the Sabbath day holy. Lots of commandments of the Lord he is breaking. And it's an interesting story because after he is punished for his sin, you'll notice that he entreats the Lord and the Lord relents. The Lord forgives him. So there is hope in this passage as well. 2 Chronicles 33 in the New International Version. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had demolished. He also erected altars to the Baals and made Asherah poles. He bowed down to all the starry host and worshiped them. He built altars in the temple of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, "My name will remain in Jerusalem forever." In both courts of the temple of the Lord, he built altars to the starry host. He sacrificed his children in the fire in the valley of Ben Hinnom, practiced divination and witchcraft, sought omens, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger. He took the image he had made and put it in God's temple, of which God had said to David and to his son Solomon, "In this temple and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. I will not again make the feet of the Israelites leave the land I assigned to your ancestors, if only they will be careful to do everything I commanded them concerning all the laws, decrees, and regulations given through Moses." But Manasseh led Judah and the people of Jerusalem astray, so that they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. So the Lord brought against them the army commanders of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook in his nose, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon. In his distress, he sought the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his ancestors. And when he prayed to him, the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea. So he brought him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. Afterward, he built the outer wall of the city of David, west of the Gihon Spring in the valley, as far as the entrance of the Fish Gate and encircling the hill of Ophel. He also made it much higher. He stationed military commanders in all the fortified cities in Judah. He got rid of the foreign gods and removed the image from the temple of the Lord, as well as all the altars he had built on the temple hill and in Jerusalem, and he threw them out of the city. Then he restored the altar of the Lord and sacrificed fellowship offerings and thanks offerings on it, and told Judah to serve the Lord, the God of Israel. The people, however, continued to sacrifice at the high places, but only to the Lord their God. The other events of Manasseh's reign, including his prayer to his God and the words the seers spoke to him in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, are written in the annals of the kings of Israel. His prayer and how God was moved by his entreaty, as well as all his sins and unfaithfulness, and the sites where he built high places and set up the Asherah poles and idols before he humbled himself, all these are written in the records of the seers. Manasseh rested with his ancestors and was buried in his palace, and Amon, his son, succeeded him as king. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 2 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. Amon worshipped and offered sacrifices to all the idols Manasseh had made. But unlike his father Manasseh, he did not humble himself before the Lord. Amon increased his guilt. Amon's officials conspired against him and assassinated him in his palace. Then the people of the land killed all who had plotted against King Amon, and they made Josiah, his son, king in his place. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Manasseh is one of the kings of Israel, so he is a descendant of Solomon. And when he becomes king of Israel, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Did you catch it? He rebuilded the high places. He made altars to Baal and Asherah poles. He even sacrificed his sons in the fire of the Hinnom Valley. He led all of Israel astray. And unlike the kings that we should have, kings that bring us to repentance and show us the way to the Lord, he led the people away. And God brought punishment on him. He brings Assyria in and they take Manasseh away. Remember, it said they put a hook in his nose. And then what happened? Manasseh repented. I love how it says when he repented that the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea. That is a very hopeful passage for me, as I think it probably is for you, because each of us knows that we are deeply sinful and we can come to the Lord in humble repentance. And so one thing I want to do is to pray a prayer of repentance for us today. And I want you to respond after each stanza, "For we have sinned against you." And then I want us to think about Ed Wells, who is one from among us, who is in college at UAB and is going this summer as a summer missionary with a Cooperative Baptist Fellowship to Smoke Rise Baptist Church in Stone Mountain, Georgia. He'll be working with the youth there, and he is trying to discern a call to ministry, a vocational ministry call, and whether the Lord has him doing that in the future or something else. We just want to pray alongside him and ask the Lord to bless him. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to begin our prayer by just thanking you for Ed and asking, Lord, that in his service this summer at Smoke Rise Baptist, that you would be pleased with what he does, that you would give blessings on his ministry, that you would help the youth and the youth workers there to see much fruit. Help him, Lord, to continue to discern what your next steps are for him, whether it is in vocational ministry or ministry in whatever workplace he finds himself. And Lord, I pray for each of us that we would see our work as an opportunity to bring you glory and to be about the good of others, helping them to flourish. And then, Lord, we want to spend some time in repentance. We are truly sorry for the ways that we do not do what you have called us to do, or we leave things undone. And so I want to read this prayer out of the Book of Common Prayer and ask that, Lord, you would prick our hearts and also that you would listen to our cries for mercy. Lord, for all of our unfaithfulness and disobedience, for the pride and vanity and hypocrisy of our lives, Lord, have mercy on us, for we have sinned against you. For our self-pity and impatience, and our envy of those we think more fortunate than ourselves, Lord, have mercy upon us. For our self-indulgent appetites and ways, for our intemperate pursuits of worldly goods and comforts, Lord, have mercy on us, for we have sinned against you. For our dishonesty in daily life and work, our ingratitude for your gifts, and our failure to heed your call, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord, today. Bless us and help us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.